Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home for your next Disney or Universal vacation, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. Show's also being brought to you by American Tourist Travel. Let us book your next Disney vacation, Universal vacation, or any other vacation you can dream of at americantouristtravel.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for Disney World, Universal Studios, or anywhere else in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And our last sponsor is David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay at the Boardwalk, the Yacht and Beach Club, the Wilderness Lodge, the Animal Kingdom, Old Key West, Saratoga, you know them all, guys. Contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at dvcrentals.com. And now on with the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, Dan. Hey, Dan, pull up a stool.
Hey, good morning, Doc. How you doing?
I'm doing just peachy Skype keen.
Technology, it's wonderful. It's shut when it don't work, right?
Exactly, and I know nobody wants to hear us cry, but you're going for a little bit. But no, it's just always fun when you're ready to go. You got everything in your brain that you want to talk about. My brain is minuscule, so once it's in there and I lose it, it's kind of hard to get it back. But it's just annoying when you're all ready to go and you got to restart everything. But we're here. We're going to have some fun. We're going to talk Disney. Get me back into the right frame of mind. The one thing I don't like right now, Den, is I do like it because me and you're talking today. But the bar's kind of empty. The pub's empty today, isn't it?
Yeah. We went from having to commandeer some extra seats to let people sit down at the bar to we got the place to ourselves now.
Yeah, it's back to what it was there for a while. It's just me and you again. Two shows in a row. What's going on here?
I don't know. We have no more friends, I guess. We've worn out our welcome with our friends of the show, I guess.
Yeah, and you told me you don't like being alone with me. That's why we got all these extras on here. Now you're stuck with me again, buddy.
Yep, just the two of us. But we'll persevere and carry on.
So a little news before we read the news. Did you see our good buddy Pat Jannetty from the Mickey Dudes? He's always good to us. You know, I love his pull-up-the-stool tweets about us, which is great, and, you know, and it, all of our friends are great out there, but he posted another thing. Did you see we're right again, Dan?
Which one is this? We're right so much that I can't keep track of it.
But did you see how we were talking about the Abracadabra bar saying it needs to have food there, and all of a sudden Disney listened to us. I know they listen to us all the time. Now they're adding appetizers over at the Abracadabra bar.
Wow. I hadn't seen that, but it doesn't surprise me. As we were talking, I think, last week when you and I made our little pass-through there looking for a place to have dinner. Beautiful place. It was, you know, pretty full, and, you know, people were partaking in drinks, but we would have liked to have gotten something to eat there, and they didn't serve it. We asked one of the waitresses, and she said they did not. But apparently now, according to Pat or some information he tweeted out, they're going to start serving, appetizers?
Yeah, it came from WDW News today, so I don't want to take total. It was their article that Pat sent over to me. And those guys do a good job over there. You know, they've been on it for a lot of years, longer than us.
Oh, that's for sure. Yeah, exactly. And they're local, obviously, so they're Johnny on the spot, which is good.
Well, we got our Johnny on the spot too.
Yes,
then.
literally, we do.
But anyway, no, and the point we were trying to make is it's just more of a when you're sitting there for a while, having hors d'oeuvres or appetizers like this, it's social to me. Because I'm not going to drink 10 beers, but if I have something to eat there, it lets me hang out longer, if you follow me. And I like the idea of breaking bread together, even if it isn't bread. But the appetizers are marinated olives, fruits and cheeses, and then you got a charcuterie plate. You know, which is salami, and it's, you know...
Yeah.
It has a bunch of, there's three different offerings here, which I really like. So, I mean, mixed olives, fruits and cheeses, and the it's called the charcuterie.
Cutlery plate, like, I can never pronounce that word. But you're right, it's meats and cheeses on like a wooden platter, I believe.
Absolutely, it's charcuterie plate.
There you go.
I sounded it out like my ninth grade English teacher taught me.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's just nice that they have appetizers now. They listen to the Main Street. Because we serve our appetizers here at the pub. They should serve theirs.
Absolutely. Now, I'm just trying to remember that abracadabra, is it adjacent to flying fish or is it adjacent to the, it is. So I would imagine the food's coming out of that kitchen because remember the little hallway? It connects right to the restaurant there?
No, it's connected to the other one. The flying fish is right before it, but the hallway goes into...
Whatever it is.
Frontier. Yep. Yeah, it's coming from over there.
Okay. I'm assuming it's coming from that kitchen. I mean, unless they, you know, did build in a small, you know, kitchen when they, you know, built out the abracadabra bar. But I would assume they'd just utilize the adjacent kitchen, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely. And we, like I said, we walked through there and we were like, man, it's nice. But I don't know. I just have an establishment like that between two really beautiful restaurants. I think they should be able to come up with some kind of food, don't you think?
Yeah, I do. And we did call it, and it's kind of ironic that it worked out like this. But you almost saw it coming. I mean, it was a kind of a slam dunk. You know, because you're right. When you're out, you want to be able to, you know, order some bar food or whatever. And, you know, there's very few places on property that I can think of that just serve, you know, alcohol or just drinks. I mean, even over in what, Italy, is it? You got the, what is that wine bar over by the pizza place there. They serve the cheese platters and stuff like that. So, you know, even a place that is primarily for drinks, in most instances, they do offer some sort of food offering. So this doesn't surprise me, and I'm glad that they're doing it.
Yeah, it's Tutu Gusto, isn't it?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, yes. Tutu Gusto. And at Trattoria Al Forno, I mean, Bob loves that place. He's raved about it. You know, over at It's All at our website now, It's All in WDW. But
yep.
Bob is raved. He's ate at Trattoria a couple times, isn't he?
He has, and yeah, I've eaten there once when it first opened, and I thought it was very good as well. So I got to get back there. But like we said on our little snippets of trip report that we've done so far, we got to so many other places, we just couldn't get back there. But I hope to get there in one of these upcoming trips, anyways.
Well, I hope more and more of the menu of Trattoria Al Forno comes over to Abracadabra, because especially at Disney World, because. You know, if you're at a local establishment, you pull in, you have a drink, you were just driving your car and you walk 5 feet to get to the bar. But
right.
When you're in Disney World, to get to anywhere, you're walking. So you're burning calories, and I don't know about you, I'd rather eat them and not drink them.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I suppose there's a line, though. I mean, I hear you, and if they expand the menu, that'd be a good thing. But, you know, at some point, they run the risk of that it just actually becomes the extension of the El Forno, you know. It becomes the bar for El Forno if they have too much of the food items that you might be able to get over there. But I hear what you're saying. They could add some stuff without infringing on the menu over there.
Yeah, it wouldn't be bad to me to maybe order a set of sliders and bring them on over.
Sliders are good.
Yeah. And then speaking of our website, our buddy Bob over there at It's All in WDW, he does a fantastic job over there. He has a couple reviews out right now. He's a dining recon at the Oasis Bar and Grill that's over at the Polynesian Village Resort, which is a very good article, and I think you'll like it. And the pictures of the Kalua Pork sliders over there look really good, Dan.
I didn't realize they had them there. That's good to know.
Yeah, it's saying, you'd have to go read the article, but it's, remember how much I love food and wine Kalua pork ciders? Well, check out Oasis serves their own recipe.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks really good with this slaw and all. So, guys, head over there and read the article and look at the pictures, and I guarantee you'll be in the kitchen.
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, those pork sliders are, I think Bob picked them as his number one item this year. If not, it was at least in the top three. And I had a couple, and I know you had one. They were awesome. So if they're anything even near the food and wine version, this is a good find by Bob, because that might be a little place to sneak over and partake in some pork sliders any time of the year.
Well, it's on my living list. I'll tell you that right now. And then another nice article he has, Dan, you should go if you haven't read it yet. It's a nice little article. And what I love about it, they're perfect articles for me because they got plenty of pictures.
Well, yeah, not only plenty of pictures, but, you know, if you're at all like me, I mean, you know, I don't like reading paragraph after paragraph after paragraph. Bob does a great job of integrating a nice title that grabs your attention with some pictures and some just enough text to go along to keep you hooked into it, but not, you know, get you so your eyes are glazing over. He does a great job of capturing the essence of what he's trying to portray to you.
Absolutely, and he don't tell you like I know I do it, and everybody, if you want to complain, I get it, but they don't have to keep beating it into your head. Like, that's my job on this show.
Right.
But when he does write an article, he tells you how much he likes it, but you don't have to reiterate it 15 times. He does a really good job. And the other article is a menu recon at the Sandbar, and that's over at the Contemporary Resort. Well, this is an establishment I never have been to. Have you ever been to the Sandbar?
No, I've never been there. I mean, I've seen it. I just saw it when we were there for our California Grill reservation. We went outside and down the big stairs there where the ballrooms are. There's a set of stairs that takes you out back to the pool area. So we were out there walking around while we were waiting for our our ADR to come to be. And we saw it from a distance, but no, to answer your question, I've never eaten there or actually walked up to it.
Oh, and they have some neat things on the items. Head on over. I mean, hummus and vegetables, french fries, Miss Green salads. But yeah, head over and read these two articles if you guys want a heads up on, little different hidden nooks and crannies that you can go to. And Bob's good at that. He finds stuff that, like this Sandbar, I would have never thought to even... I know they have a pool bar and all, but it isn't in your head all the time. And maybe head on over to Contemporary at lunchtime, head out to the Sandbar, have a couple drinks, and head it back to the Magic Kingdom, or have something to eat, I mean.
Well, that's a great point, and I know we say it all the time that the resorts themselves are hidden gems for, restaurants, but, also these pool bars and quick service locations. I mean, like Bob just pointed out, one at the Pauley, one at the Contemporary. I mean, you can find these places, if you have an off day, we always say that we do usually once a trip and just resort hop, you could grab a lunch at one of these places and, they're off the beaten path. And like you said, I've been to the Contempo Cafe probably, I don't know, a dozen times over the years at different times just to grab something quick for lunch or something like that. And I never even gave the Sandbar a thought, or at the Pauley, the pool bar. And again, not knowing what time it opens and all that, but it's just not something that comes quickly to mind when you're thinking about grabbing a quick lunch. But, keeping these things in mind after reading Bob's articles, it's something in the future I got to keep aware of and maybe try one of these locations.
I'll tell you what, I love the Contempo Cafe. I enjoyed that. I mean, I took the boys over there, and it was a really good way to start the day. What I like about it is it's simple. You go up, you pay for what you want at the register, you go sit down, they bring your food to you. It's just nice to be served the food instead of having to sit there while they're making
it. Yeah, it is kind of unique in that way, and you're right. They have a good variety of food. There's, pretty much anything you want, from pizza to a sandwich to, anything and everything in between, pastries and whatever you might want. And how cool is it that you sit there at a table and, the monorail buzzes by almost right over your head, and all the commotion, in and around Chef Mickey's, even if you're not eating there, you see the kids and the families getting their picture taken, and it's a cool atmosphere.
Oh, it's awesome. I loved it. I mean, I was like a little kid. I'm Jimmy sitting across from him. Look, monorail. And then it come by again. Look, another one. It's like he's looking at me like, yo, calm down. But no, yeah. It's just the only thing I will say, the negative thing about it is, and it's just me. We were sitting in the booths that are all the way up next to the line that are letting you in for Chef Mickey's. And when that line gets extensive, the wall could be a little bit higher, because I felt like everybody was watching every bite I was taking.
Yeah. Obviously, we've all been in lines, and particularly at Walt Disney World. And, when people get bored, they tend to gawk at you and such. And I know exactly what you mean. Those walls are almost like three-quarter walls. I know exactly what you mean. And, it can be a bit unnerving when you're trying to enjoy whatever you're eating, and people are, looking at you like a quote-unquote monkey in a cage, right?
Absolutely. I mean, and the point – they went away because they let a lot of the people in, but at one point there was like 30 people standing there,
right,
and we're
right.
All eating, and my godson and my brother, they don't care. They'll scratch their head, eat. They'll swallow the food. They are not shy about anything. I mean, they'd sit there and look at the people while they're chewing and won't care. Now me, I'm like, I admit, I'm a little geek as far as the way I eat. I'm a prima donna. And I just felt awkward sitting there eating in front of everybody. That was the only. As soon as the crowd went away, I swallowed it whole before another crowd came.
Now, did they do the pictures right out front where the big plate is, Phil, or do they not do that anymore? Like, I know Mickey used to come out, and I think they used to take the family pictures before you went in when you were in that line. Does they still do that, or he didn't notice?
He didn't come out at this time.
Okay.
When I was there, because I would have probably ran and dropped my plate and got a picture taken with him. But and the view and all from there is absolutely beautiful over the lake and everything. There's a very good viewing. It's pretty to look out that window. It is to watch the monorail pour in, if you ask me.
Yeah.
The views from that resort are second to none.
Yeah, looking at the lake down towards the Wilderness Lodge out the backside there. In fact, we did grab a drink before dinner as well at the outer rim there, and they had those nice big cushy couches and chairs and stuff right at the window. And
absolutely,
that
it's
is
awesome.
An awesome view. Yep.
So, but yeah, kudos to the Contempo Cafe. It's going to be breakfast for me more and more. I mean, that was two of my favorite things on this last trip was eating there and at the Captain's Grill.
Yeah, I mean, in both good places. And depending on where you're going, I mean, you're on the monorail loop. So even if you were at the Poly or you were at the Magic Kingdom, and like we always say, if you even wanted to jump on the monorail and get out of the madness of the Magic Kingdom for an hour or so, you could go over there and grab lunch or dinner or, you know, whatever. If you didn't want to do a full-on sit-down or you didn't have an ADR, the Contempo Cafe is a perfect place where you could zip out, you know, hop in and round trip. You could be back in the Magic Kingdom in, you know, an hour and 15 minutes, like you never missed a beat.
Well, when I'm down with Brenda next year, or our next trip, I could truly see me headed over to the Oasis and leaving the Magic Kingdom and getting trying some of these Kalua Park sliders on the monorail. I'll tell you that.
Absolutely.
Grab a drink, sit down, relax, look at the beautiful view of the Poly, because you know we'll be staying at Riverside, my friend.
Yep, yep.
And speaking of that last night, so yeah, head over to It's All in WDW, our official website. Check out Bob's wonderful articles, and there's going to be more coming. John's going to be writing some articles, giving them to Bob, and we have a lot of exciting things coming to the website, so keep checking it out, guys. And speaking of dinner last night, me and the wife, we went out and I had my union meeting yesterday, which I told you I got a nice gift card win and stuff like that. And then on the way home, we went shopping, and on the way home, we stopped and had dinner. We went to I can't even think of the place now. It's the seafood place. Now I'm losing my mind, but it was funny. We went into the I'll forget about it. I ain't even gonna remember.
You'll remember.
But we went in. I will remember. We went in. We had a seafood dinner. But on the way in, the moral of the story was about a girl seeing my Port Orleans Riverside hat that my good buddy Dennis bought.
Ah.
And she goes, "We're going down. We're going down. Do you want to stay there?" And my wife, I was expecting her to say, "Oh goodness, here we go. We're gonna be talking Disney again." She jumps up and says, "Yeah, and he does a website. Check it out. Yeah, we love Riverside." And she started talking to the girl and all. So we got another listener. She's going to be checking out our website, and she wants all the information. She sat there for like 5 minutes asking me all she could about Port Orleans Riverside because she's planning a trip down. But it was really cool that out of nowhere, that's why I love wearing my hat and all, because it provokes me talking Disney to complete strangers, and I'm all in for that.
Yep, without even trying, you're basically got a big beacon on your head blinking saying, you know, ask me about Riverside.
Absolutely, and it was a lot of fun. We had a pretty good meal last night, and I got to talk Disney, so that's a win-win for me.
Absolutely. Well, so what did you have for dinner? What did you specifically have?
I had a plank salmon.
Nice.
Which was really a glazed plank salmon, and my wife had the crab cakes, you know.
Ooh.
They were good. She usually gets the bad part of this was is they have the calories on every single menu.
Oh, boy.
But we went back and forth. So she ended up getting the crab cakes, and she's upset with her. I said, "Hon, most of the calories are in the sauce. It's not in the crab cake."
Right.
So then she got them. But they were really good, but she wished she had got the salmon. She got the salmon the last time, but I gave her half of my salmon. I took one of the crab cakes, and it was a win-win for both of us.
So you really had both then. You each split the dinner.
Absolutely. It was a good dinner. We had a nice time, and again, the best part was when we were leaving to talk a little Disney on. That was the dessert. It wasn't the best time, but it was dessert on the trip.
Nice.
So they're the ones that I'm losing my mind. I can't think of the name of the restaurant, but they have them pots. Outback Jack's or whatever it is.
Is it a chain or is it
Yeah,
a?
it's a chain. It's Outback Jack's or something like that. It's called.
Yeah.
But they also have the pots, the
Okay.
steam pots. You know how you get them, the steamers. They have the. So the reason I'm doing a segue into. Did you see the? On the Disney Parks blog, they have the. They did a review on the paddlefish.
Oh,
And
no,
they
I didn't
talk.
see that.
Yeah, and they talked to the head chef over there. It's a nice argue. It's 11 questions with executive chef Mark Boer at Paddlefish at Disney Springs opening late 2016. So it's going to be opening any time now. And he was going over the menu, which is very good. So head over there and read it. But one of the things that I was excited about is, what are your signature dishes? They asked him. We are so excited about new signature seafood boil. Really, three different boils presented in giant kettles in the first floor dining room at the Paddlefish. The Alaskan boil will feature crab legs, New England boil. What? It just says crab legs, and it'll have other things in the boil with it. The
Right.
New England boil will have Maine lobster, clams, mussels, and the Florida boil will feature blue crab, local shrimp, and clams. So, and it's pretty cool. Our guests can also create their own boil from the three. The boils will be available 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. And they're going to have steaks and scallops and all different other things. Another signature dish is one we tested is at Epcot's International Food and Wine Festival. Scallops pan-seared with brown butter served with roasted Brussels sprouts, cauliflower puree, and bacon.
I'm
So
in.
that was the one that everybody, exactly, you're in. And that's the reason why I wanted to read this article too, is because it's the one that everybody loved.
Yep. Wow, that sounds awesome. And I like it when they kind of do this preview of the menu like this because, as we all knew, Fulton's, was known for seafood, and they did seafood quite well. But with all the new restaurants down there, they needed to freshen it up and kind of, put some pizzazz into the place. So it sounds like they're redoing the menu, and they're going to have some unique offerings, like you just mentioned.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's good. It's another one that we're gonna have to go to
Yeah,
down
I
there,
know.
which is what she's gonna get us. You know what I'm saying? But with the boat, I mean, it's just crazy how many good restaurants are gonna be down there. But I'm excited that they're sticking with their. You knew they were gonna stick with seafood. You kind of knew it. It just needed the building needed to be updated. Was what my opinion. It needed to be brought into the future. And if you look at all the designs of it really looks awesome.
Yeah, I mean, and you and I both saw it in its raw stage, if you will, with all the staging still up around it. And I mean, they did far as I can tell, it's a complete overhaul inside and out. I mean, I'm assuming almost every square inch of the place is going to be redone, if not replaced. And I'm assuming it's going to be beautiful when it's done. And if the food is good as well, it's going to be a prime spot to go down there because of its location and looking out over the water. I know they enhance the outdoor seating, and it's going to be a great place to just view all of Disney Springs when it's done.
Well, that's the total trend, and it finally came to my head. Joe's Crab Shack, idiot.
Oh, yeah, that's a tough one to remember.
Yeah, I'm an idiot,
Yeah.
but we all know this. Somebody
Now.
has to be of the show, but that's what made me think of this article when I was reading this article. Is we had the boils last night. I almost went with one of the crab boils, the Dungeness crab, but I decided I didn't feel like getting stuff all over me. Sometimes you want to eat the crabs, but you just don't feel like cracking them.
Right.
Yeah, I was just not in the mood for that. I was tired. I was up at 4:30 in the morning. I didn't feel like working at 7:30 at
Yeah,
night. It's what the deal was.
you just wanted to eat. You didn't want to have to work for it.
Exactly. I didn't feel like putting on the stupid bib and all that stuff. I was in no mood. But this article made me, this is what made me think of this article when I ate at Joe's last night. And then the other thing is those scallops. If those scallops are any sign of things to come at this restaurant, I think we're all in, like you said.
Oh yeah, I mean those. Everybody raved about them, and well, as you know, though, scallops are not difficult to cook properly, but you got to know what you're doing because there's only a fine window there of being cooked to perfection and being overcooked or undercooked for that matter. So, it'll be interesting to see what the preparation is, but I'm sure this chef is knows what he's doing, and they'll be phenomenal.
Well, the good thing is we can finally get John to eat his Brussels sprouts whenever he needs to.
Yeah.
So that's the only time he's ever liked Brussels sprouts, he
Yes.
said. So
He was.
he can go to Mrs. Peters can take him on over and get him some Brussels sprouts so he can have some of his greens that are good for him.
Yeah, he said they were so good. He ate the Brussels sprouts willingly, and he said he had never done that before in his life, so it must be good if they can. The scallops themselves are good, and the Brussels sprout puree, I think it is, with bacon, I think you said. That's got to be good.
Oh, I can't wait, man. So I'll let you do all the yakking now. I started off with all the news. You can buzz through the rest of it, and then we got a special for you guys. We're going to have John live in the parks again.
Oh, wow. Lucky John.
Yeah, well, he's doing his job. We got to put him to work.
Yeah, he's got to earn his pay.
Yeah, we just got to guess where his butt is.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm usually pretty good at that, though.
Yeah, you've nailed him the last couple times.
Yeah, we'll see.
One time you pulled me out of the fire. The other one I knew. But you answered first, so I didn't have a chance. But I was proud of you then.
Okay. Well, you saved me everything I know.
You saved me on the one. I wasn't sure. I mean, as soon as you said it, I was good with it, but I wasn't 100% sure. You nailed him on that one.
All right.
I was proud of you, buddy.
We'll see where he goes today. I know he was disappointed that I got it so quickly, so I'll bet you he comes up with a curveball for us today.
Oh, I bet we don't get it today. I think he's out for revenge.
Yep. Let's see here what we have for news. This was an interesting one. Why? And we can talk about it. But anyways, crepes back on the new seasonal menu at Arista Crepes in Disney Springs. A new seasonal menu is an offer at Arista Crepes at Disney Springs. You'll remember, or maybe you'll remember, we did our news show last week. We were reporting that they no longer were serving crepes, and a week or 10 days later, here we are, they're back. So as part of a new seasonal menu, there are four sweet crepes on offer, including a gingerbread cheesecake, banana Nutella, strawberries and cream, and a s'mores, all priced at $6.99. The seasonal menu includes items such as hot chocolate, holiday seasonal draft beer, and specialty alcoholic drinks. You can find Arista Crepes on the Marketplace Causeway just outside of the Rainforest Cafe. So why they reported that they were no longer going to have crepes just to put them back on a week later, I don't know what was going on there, but what say you about that?
Well, our good friend Carmen alerted us about this over at Peas and Carrots. Remember, she tweeted back to us about it, letting us know. They remember, she mentioned it back and forth with us. So Carmen called, seen this article too. Mm-hmm. And I like the idea. There's the banana one. I want to try it. But I don't think I'll be drinking, eating it. I mean, do you want to crepe in alcohol? Go for me.
No, yeah, to me, why? Well, I know why. They just want to make money. But, yeah, it doesn't seem like a good mix. They're sweet items to me. And if they're sweet, I mean, I couldn't drink a beer with a crepe or any of those four crepes that we mentioned. I mean, if they had a savory one, maybe, possibly. But I don't know. I don't seem to think that would go too well together.
Anyway, I mean, I know they're willing to sell alcohol there, and some people might, I mean, I'm not judging you if you do. Enjoy yourself. You're on vacation, but I'd either be buying one or the other from the stand. I don't think I'd be doing both at the same time.
No, but like we always say, there's something for everyone, and if you want to partake, or maybe you forego the crepes and you're just looking to pick up a beverage or a holiday drink, like they said, this is a location you can do that.
No, it's another place to grab a draft beer when it's crowded down there.
Yeah, that's true.
And like I was saying, the other thing I was saying with the I wanted to talk about too real quick, I meant to say, is like, mm-hmm. I think the reason why with the paddlefish too, they're doing what they're doing, it seems like the entire trend, and I love the trend of Disney Springs, is all outside dining. They're all trying to have more and more outside dining, don't you think? I mean, every restaurant has patios and different outside dining rooms, which I don't think the old Fulton's had enough of that. I think that's one of the other reasons for the redesign.
Yeah, it was very limited, Doug. You're right. And, yeah, if you even think back to, like, Splitville, when they opened up, they have a huge outdoor deck, both on the upper floor and down on the first floor. Almost every new restaurant that's opened up down there has, maximized their outside seating capacity. And some of the older restaurants, and I know we mentioned this, one of our favorites, like Wolfgang's, up on the west side, they've had that outside patio for a long, long time. And, whether or not they end up renovating in the future and try to, expand outdoor seating, because you'll remember, the waterway was kind of nondescript back years ago. There was really nothing to look at out there. But now with all the new construction and, you know, Paradiso 37 and the hangar and all of those, if you think about them, they have huge, the boat dock, they got a bar sitting out there in the water. I mean, they're utilizing the water as they should to, you know, to its, the sight lines are just beautiful, yeah. and it makes
maximize
sense.
Maximize it as much as they can.
So, you know, Wolfgang's over on the marketplace side, the Express, I mean, probably not there, but I could see them on the west side potentially doing something on the backside, you know, that whole row of restaurants with the, I always call it the Pineapple Restaurant. What's that restaurant you like over there?
Now you got me on the Gloria Estefan's Cuban Cafe.
Yeah, you know, that
I had to pull that out of the hat.
Yeah, thank you. you know, all the way over even to the down the end there, the I'm terrible with names.
Oh, the
where they have the breakfast there, the
Oh, now you're killing me, Dan. Yeah. You're really making me think here.
That whole section of restaurants from where the balloon is all the way down, pretty much, I would think, the existing restaurants there, I'm gonna say they're gonna undergo some sort of, you know, renovations in the near future, you know, within the next couple of years, once everything's built out, and they'll expand those, you know, outdoor balconies, like you were saying, to maximize outside seating. House of Blues.
Now, absolutely, you're right. And did you eat there? Did you eat there this trip at Wolfgang's?
Yes, we did. We ate at the Express. We over the other side, over the marketplace. We ate.
No, because I've had a couple of my friends that have eaten right inside of Wolfgang, especially my buddy John. Him and his wife are big-time Disney fans, and they were not happy the last time, and I've had a couple people lately to have it, and I love that restaurant. They just say it don't seem to have the same vibe as it has before.
Is it the atmosphere or the food, Doug?
That's what he said. The atmosphere is not the same, and he said the food was good, but it wasn't as like popping off the plate like it used to be. I don't know if maybe they're getting a little sad with all the new stuff coming along up the street.
Well, I would think that they are. They're feeling like they're left out because everything is new and shiny and getting all this publicity, and they're the old, you know, dog that's been there for, you know, many, many years. So I'm sure there's some of that. But, you know, I know we talked about this too, and, you know, I don't know the specifics of it, but I do know this is to be true. And if I'm wrong, please let me know. But I know, even though Wolfgang Puck's has his name on it, I know that he sold the franchise and he doesn't have a first hand in it. I believe he's basically lending the name and all that to whoever's running that business now. So maybe that has something to do with the food quality being a little off, that it's not, you know, under his direct control anymore, and it's, you know, some third party, whoever that is. I don't know. I can say just specifically our food was as good as it was in prior trips, and we didn't have any complaints at all over at the Express side, but you know, that's just me.
Yeah, maybe it was just they might have got unlucky. You know, we've talked about this before, because I've had nothing but great meals there, but I'm just wondering if, you know, ages kept, yeah, I mean, I don't know if they might even lost good employees to all. I mean, all there's only so many people to fill all these staff, all the employees, the staff in all these restaurants, so they might have lost some employees to the newer restaurants.
I would think absolutely. I mean, if you had the chance to go to a newer place and, you know, maybe they can offer better benefits or, you know, a little more money or what have you, I'm sure it's fiercely competitive with anybody down there from a culinary perspective that has any kind of experience. I mean, those newer, you know, restaurants, they're going to be pulling from the best of the best, I would think. So, yeah, that could have something to do with it, too, that they're losing some of their, experienced people to some of these newer locations.
Absolutely. What's up next, my good buddy?
Let's see. We have the Disney Springs Christmas Tree Trail is now open, believe it or not.
I believe it. It's Christmas in full swing down there.
Yeah, it is. It was like a day after we left. Disney Springs opened one of its new holiday offering earlier today, the Christmas Tree Trail. You'll find tucked away in the marketplace using part of the former bus stop behind Wolfgang Puck Express.
Speaking of that.
Along with Christmas music and occasional snow flurries, each tree takes on a unique Disney theme, including, these are what the trees are themed to, Mickey and Minnie Mouse, Disney villains, Mona, Beauty and the Beast, The Little Mermaid, Cinderella, The Princess and the Frog, Alice in Wonderland, Frozen, The Jungle Book, 101 Dalmatians, and The Muppets. The Disney Springs Christmas Tree Trail opens daily at midday, and it'll run through January 8th, 2017. Yeah, looking at these pictures, this is pretty cool. I mean, it's literally a strip of road that they've cordoned off with some portable shrubbery and little walls with some signage on it, and they have a place for each tree, and this is pretty neat.
I would wait and go there at night. I think it would even be more festive after dark.
I would think so, with the lights, and they're saying there's flurries once in a while. They must have some of those snow-making machines or bubble machines, whatever you want to call them, that give the illusion of snow in Florida. That would look awesome at night.
Yep, I'm in.
Doesn't take much to make us like. But again, these are the little things that, do they have to do it with everything else going on down there? Probably not. But the fact they're doing it and offering something else that, doesn't cost you anything, it's pretty cool.
Absolutely.
So let's see what else we got here.
More Christmas decorations, I bet.
I don't know. Doctor Strange character experience at Disney Hollywood Studios. Fans of Marvel's Doctor Strange can now take part in a new character experience at Disney's Hollywood Studios. Located on one of the last remnants of the backlot near the exit of Toy Story Mania, there are multiple shows per day, each lasting around 30 minutes. The experience is set up like Enchanted Tales with Belle and Jedi Training Academy, where young guests can take part in an interactive experience with the characters before a final meet and greet with Doctor Strange. I don't even know who Doctor Strange is, other than he's a Marvel character, I believe John told us, right?
Yeah, and I seen who it is, and I knew a little bit, but not enough, not like John, but I went to the preview at One Man's Dream.
Ah, so you tell
Dude,
us.
I cannot wait to see the movie. It looks really, really cool. It's like no other of the Marvels. He has like mind power and energy and all. It's hard to explain, but I am looking forward to this, Dan, and as a dude, I know you would like it. So I'm just telling
okay.
you, check it out when it comes out. It's a guy's guy. It's going to be a good action movie.
Okay.
It kind of, to me, from the preview, and I could be wrong, and all you Marvel geeks and all that stuff, I love yous and all, but I'm not I like all these movies. Everybody knows how much I love Iron Man and everything they have done. But this reminds me of Marvel meets The Matrix.
Wow.
The way with the mind power.
Yep.
The way, it reminds me a little of The Matrix movies to me.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah. That sounds interesting.
Dude, they run across these buildings. They have these powers. It's like incredible. I mean, you'd have to see it to believe it. But they mind shape stuff as they're chasing each other. They can make buildings rise and fall. It's ridiculous. You'd have to see the preview. If you get a chance, go online. I'm sure there's a preview out there. And you'll really enjoy this. I'm looking forward to this movie big time.
Yeah.
It broke all kind of records.
So this is the first movie that's coming out, or it is out, or what's?
It's out now.
Oh,
it's
okay.
It already has been released, and it looks really, really good.
So it's
so
doing
that's
very.
That's why they have the meet and greet there.
Yeah, it's doing very well at the box office, is what you're saying.
Yeah,
okay.
And I'm looking forward to seeing it.
All right, man. I might have to check that one out over the. I'm sure it'll be running through the holidays, so maybe that's something. I'll go to my one movie a year that I go to. Maybe that'll be it.
Yeah, it'll be good to see. I wish we lived closer. We could do it. We could go see it together.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Let's see. What do we got next here? Mickey's Once Upon a Christmas Time Parade. Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party is back for the 2016 holiday season, along with one of the highlights of the night, Mickey's Once Upon a Christmas Time Parade. The parade is performed twice each party night at the Magic Kingdom, beginning at 8:30 p.m. and then again at 11 p.m., stepping off in Frontierland. It's a traditional Christmas parade with some of the floats that you might see in what was the Christmas parade of past. I know this year we covered they're going to do it a bit differently, but I've never seen this. I don't really have an opinion on it, but I'm sure it's pretty good, given it's a Disney parade in the Magic Kingdom. How bad can it be?
No, it'd be awesome.
Yeah.
It'll be awesome. And, everything Disney does with the holidays, they do a really good job. So, I mean, I haven't seen this particular one. I've seen other things. I've been down there for Christmas a couple times. Mm-hmm. So, I love the holidays in the park. I mean, I wish I could go down this year.
me too.
I'd take another 17-hour drive if she'd let me.
Yes. It's looking like we're going to get down there again next year, a little bit later than this year's trip. So if things work out, we're going to see the holidays next year. So I, too, am looking forward to that. Let's see what else we got here. Holiday decorations and a Christmas tree are now up at Disney's Hollywood Studios.
It looks beautiful, too.
Oh, yes. The second park at Walt Disney World to begin the holiday season. The park's Christmas tree continues to be positioned at the front of the park, complete with photo pass for a photo opportunity. Like in previous years, most of the decorations are concentrated along Hollywood Boulevard, and this year there are new garland and other pieces, including a couple strung overhead. And to your point, it is it looks awesome looking up towards the Chinese theater. This will be the first year in some time that the park has not hosted the Osborne Family Spectacle of Dancing Lights, although there will be a holiday show, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam, beginning November 14th, 2016. So, yeah, the poor studios, with everything going on there, they're trying to, you know, still offer enough to keep guests entertained for a day or a half a day or a half of a half of a day. But they're doing the best they can, and, you know, we tease them quite a bit. But, you know, unfortunately, it's going to get worse before it gets better to get all this nice, neat new stuff in that park. And it's going to be a little rough for the next couple of years. But things like this might make it at least palatable.
I have two opinions on the park. And I can't wait for it to get better. And it's coming, so we see it. So I'm not as critical of it as I used to be. For a while there, I was critical because there was nothing there and there was no future.
Yep.
But if you want to go to the park and get on Tower Terror, Toy Story, Rock and Roller Coaster was broke down when we were there. Broke down right as we got there that day for 2 weeks. And we posted it out. We were there.
Yep.
But if you want to get to go on the rides, go early in the morning and you can get them all done really quick. But my opinion is if you want to enjoy the park at its fullest, especially now with the holidays, if you can get your fast passes for Toy Story or Tower of Terror, do one of the other, I would suggest go at night. So you could have more fun if you get there around after 4 o'clock when the lights are going down. You could get to see Fantasmic. You could see the Star Wars fireworks. You can get to do Toy Story. Nighttime is the time. The second half of the day would be the best time to do Hollywood Studios, in my opinion. You get more out of it if you go there then.
Yeah, because you're right, to your point, with the nighttime fireworks and the Star Wars stuff, which is the newer stuff that, you know, I would want to see, and most people that have been to the studios, you know, in the past would want to see, at least right now, while this, you know, there's limited attractions, as you pointed out, you know, and for various reasons, and we've gone over them from our perspectives, why we don't ride some of the headliners there now. It doesn't make much sense, but you know, there's still great dining there. I know you shared with us your experience at the Brown Derby, and you know, there's a lot to, you know, at least from an eating perspective and some of the nighttime stuff. So I would agree, probably nighttime's a better, or later in the day is probably a better time to go to the studios.
Oh man, the Brown, you just made me hungry. Dude, the Brown Derby is kind of like my mother-in-law's 75th birthday there. Me and Brenda goes, we've been there probably 10, I can't even count how many times. That's like one of our California girls, if you follow me.
Yep.
And I've never been disappointed there, and I hope one of these days you finally get over there. And I think maybe this outside bar area will give you the maybe a little chance to get over there to try the taste of that restaurant.
Yeah, without sitting down and having the full menu inside. Meal. Right, right.
But you could do the Cobb salad. I would suggest you do the Cobb salad and do the sliders, and maybe you and Sue split up. You know what I'm saying? And enjoy it that way. And then this way you don't feel like you're not eating at one of your other places. It allows you to try more spots, and I highly, highly, highly recommend going to the Brown Derby.
Oh, yeah, you've raved about the Brown Derby since we've been doing the show together, and you've had a lot of great meals there over the years, and you had another one this last trip, so the food quality obviously has stayed on par, and, yeah, definitely got to get over there. Again, each story we read ends up with talking about food and another place we have to go, so it's kind of a theme here.
Food absolutely phenomenal.
Let's see what else we have here.
Part of your living list.
Okay.
What's next, my friend?
Yeah, what we got next here? The AMC Disney Springs 24 now offers reserved seating. the movie theater down there at the Springs. The service has been used previously for the dine-in theaters and operates in the same way. When ordering tickets online via the app, at an automated kiosk or at the box office, you can now view availability and select a specific seat number. AMC Disney Springs 24 is typically open 10:30 a.m. to 11 p.m. Sunday through Thursday, and 9:45 a.m. to midnight on Friday and Saturday. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. You can actually see the seat that you want and book it and reserve it. So you get your favorite seat to see the latest and greatest movie that comes out.
Yeah, it sounds like Airplane. You get to book where you want to sit on the plane, but hopefully it don't cost you an extra $25.
Yeah, exactly. No, but that is convenient. I mean, not that I go to the movies much, but, some people can't watch a movie from way up front or way in the back due to, their vision and sight. So that's important to a lot of people. And having that ability, it just makes it, a good guest service, I guess. Well, why not? What do they care? As long as they sell the seat, right?
Absolutely. And if we live closer, Dan, we could be booking our seats for Doctor Strange.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely.
Wouldn't it be awesome to watch it there, to head out and grab some Marimoto or Little Boathouse or Jock Lindsey's? And we got that coming up, too. We got to give you your Paradiso 37 dining review.
Oh, yeah, right. That's a review we still need to do. And, I think that the movie theater down there, I think you can actually get food at your seats there, too, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know if it's just, regular movie theater food, popcorn and such, but I'm pretty sure I read or heard that you can actually get food items there.
Yeah, there's a part of that theater where you can do the watch and dine. They have the dine-in theater. You can have dinner there. But I think me and you'll just watch the movie and then go out to a nice dinner afterwards, Dan.
Well, that's what I was going to say. With all the great food that's down there, I'd be hard-pressed to eat food from a movie theater. But then again, I've never had it. Maybe it's very good.
Me and you were both skeptical about Splitsville, and look what
happened
there.
Yep,
Bob gave us what for?
Yep, best sushi on property.
That's what Bobby says.
Let's see what else we have here. Entertainment schedule impacts due to ABC TV holiday special filming. Filming for the ABC TV holiday specials gets underway at the Magic Kingdom, and as a result, there will be changes to the entertainment lineup. As always, check your time guides on the day of your visit, but these are the current changes, and these are a little older here. The changes would have happened over the 9th through 12th of November, so they've passed. But, there was impact to the Festival of Fantasy Parade, the Main Street Trolley Show. While the filming was taking place, they obviously couldn't have these normally running shows and parades. So if you were there during that week, you've already experienced this. And just be aware, if you're traveling to Disney during this time of the year, you may have to forgo some of your favorites or at least interrupt your touring day due to the filming they do in the parks for this stuff.
I'd be glad not to be there.
Yeah, when it's all said and done, it's just, in my view, I agree. It's just an annoyance I wouldn't want to deal with. And, I know I used to have friends that, I still have the friends, but, they used to get all geeked up about the parade and they'd go there and, stand there for hours on end just by, hoping by chance they would get to be part of it and get filmed and see themselves. And, I guess that's pretty cool to have that memory or that tape or DVD or whatever you end up taping it. But I mean, where I only get down there a couple times a year, I'm busy doing other things, and I wouldn't want to tie up a good part of my day standing around waiting for them to film a parade or some other facet of the parade.
Nah, if you again, I know I always go back to this, but if you live there, you can waste time like that. But
yep.
When we're down there, just like you talked about, you're happy to have the car this time.
Yep.
Yeah, because you figured it out. You probably saved a day's worth of time that you weren't on the buses.
Easy. Yep.
So, I mean, that's the whole deal. We're looking to, you're looking to save time and hanging around, meandering around to see a parade, which is some people's, that's what they love to do. So it's all good. But for me, no, I couldn't hang out and wait for the parade.
Yeah, and I think you're right, Doug. I would be willing to bet the majority of the people that do that are locals or people that, live in the, general you know, Orlando area, if you will. So they're there, you know, 20, 30, 40 times a year. And you know, burning a half a day standing around on Main Street is no big deal for them. But, you know, for us, it would be a huge deal. You can't burn a half a day of your vacation, you know, in my view. I mean, I'm sure people do it, but I just don't think that's a good use of your time, given what you're paying, you know, to go to these parks and, you know, experience all this stuff.
No, unless a parade is your thing, but for me, it's not.
Right. Yeah, well, it'd have to be a pretty damn good parade to warrant spending that much time, and I would think,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, you got to park your butt like an hour before or 2 hours before, unless you, and I don't know, and we should know this, but I'm not sure, but I don't know if they're doing Fast Pass or whatever, you know what I mean, for the parade.
Right. I have no idea. But anyways, what else have we got here? Mickey's Most Merriest Celebration Show. What do we got here? My iPad is acting up again. Here we go. An all-new Castle Stage Show, Mickey's Most Merriest Celebration, is now playing at the Magic Kingdom. Part of Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, the new show takes place on the Cinderella Castle forecourt stage on nights when Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party is offered. This will run November 7th through December 22nd. In the new 20-minute show, Mickey and his pals invite some of their friends over for an unforgettable Christmas party filled with music, dancing, color, and fun. Look for Woody and Jesse from Toy Story, Fantasyland friends such as Peter Pan, Snow White, and many more. Featuring melodies of the holiday songs, both classic and contemporary, along with special effects, castle projections, and favorite Disney characters. Mickey's Most Merriest Celebrations is a modern update to the previous holiday Christmas show, Celebrate the Season. And you can check out these pictures, and well as you can go on YouTube and see this see it on YouTube if you're interested or not going to get down there for the holidays, and check it out.
Yeah, I mean, all the Christmas festivities are awesome. I avoid as I enjoy just the decorations and the normal stuff, the Santa Clauses around Epcot. I mean the parades and the other shows and all that stuff, I'll watch them if I'm running by, but I get that they are beautiful. I mean, Disney goes to the 10th degree to get it right, and I the more the merrier the stuff. I just stumble upon this stuff. I don't usually go looking for it.
Yeah, it's kind of almost like ambient background music, believe it, for me anyways. You know what's going on, you hear it, like you said, you might catch a glimpse of it as you're heading in the, you know, Hall of Presidents or something like that, or whatever. Mm. But, you know, put it this way, if they didn't have it, you'd notice it.
Oh, I'd be mad.
Yeah, but the fact that it's there and it's running, but you're off doing other things or, you know, you're heading somewhere else, it's all part of the whole experience, I think.
The atmosphere, baby. It's the atmosphere.
At the Magic Kingdom in particular.
It's what makes Disney Disney.
Yep, exactly. Let's see here. What we got next? The drone light show coming to Disney Springs for the holidays. Disney will be performing its first drone show at Disney Springs for the holidays.
Didn't take them long, did it?
Jeez, well, yeah, but what, 48 hours or something like that? The new show has been in development for some time, with Disney working alongside experts in the field with experience in drone-based shows. No further information has been released, but according to those familiar with the situation, look for a debut of the show in mid-November, with viewing areas likely to be located in the Marketplace area. Disney has recently received FAA clearance to begin drone shows at its U.S. theme parks. In a teaser released by Disney today, there's a YouTube video link here, and if you go on a YouTube, you can see it. But, and we covered this last week for the, the Animal Kingdom show that obviously is going to use drones. And, you know, interesting, how, at least I thought it was, that they chose Disney Springs to launch this new technology. What do you think about that, Doug?
I just think it's awesome because it's free and people get to go see it. No, it's just nice they're giving you stuff at the Springs, if you follow me. I mean, it makes it even more of a destination. Go have dinner. How awesome would it be to have a nighttime dinner with this show going on out on the water?
Yeah, I mean, we just talked about all the new outdoor seating at the restaurants, and now, you know, it makes even more sense, you know. If you're out there having a drink or dinner, and now you have some sort of, you know, show that includes drones, and, you know I read somewhere at some point you're probably going to see some sort of festivities out there in the water, you know. What I don't know, but I would think, you know, the drones is probably just one facet of what they'll be able to do with lights and lasers and, you know, other different things. It'll make it, you know, outdoor seating at these restaurants is going to be prime dining. But, you know, it'll be like sitting at Rose and Crown for Illuminations. So, you know, not to that. I'm not suggesting there's going to be a show, you know, as good as Illuminations there, but I think you're going to see something develop over the years. It'll be very nice.
Oh, I can't wait, man. I love the springs the way it is. It's just, especially with the weather the way we had, and now this time of year, 70 degrees and beautiful out. I mean, wouldn't you love to be strolling around there right now?
I would. I did it as much as I could. I got down there twice, I think, and it wasn't nearly enough. But, you know, there's always the next trip, as they say.
I could see me and you meeting up at Jock Lindsey's or over at the Boathouse, watching a couple football games and just relaxing. I'm in.
Absolutely. Keeping on the Christmas, Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party 2016 Guide Map and Entertainment Schedule. The first Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party takes place at the Magic Kingdom. I don't have a date here, but it's already running at the Magic Kingdom, as we know, or will be soon. New in this year's show, Mickey's Most Merriest Celebration, where Mickey and his pals invite some of their friends over for an unforgettable Christmas party filled with music, dancing, color, and fun. And we just read this. Basically, it's the new map, as they all do. And I say just the new map. I love getting the new maps. I'm sure you do the same thing, Doug. When you get back from your trip, you have at least one copy of each of the parks that you visited, right?
Absolutely, and some of the things that you get is, I'll read off the treats. You want me to do that real quick?
Yeah, yeah, that's fine.
The holiday treat locations. Complimentary treats are available until midnight at these locations. Hot chocolate and snickerdoodle cookies at the Tortuga Tavern in Adventureland. It's actually open. I think that was open. We were there last time, Dan. I almost passed out.
I would have if I saw it. I rode Pirates, but we came in from the Splash Mountain side. Yeah, I must have walked by it and didn't notice. I don't recall whether it was open or not, but if you say it was, I believe you.
I think it was. I didn't walk in because we had fast passes and we were headed on. It was one of those things I meant to turn around, go back, and take a double look and make sure I wasn't dreaming.
Yeah.
Eggnog and ginger snapped molasses cookies at Heritage House in Liberty Square. Snow cone and snowman sugar cookies at Friar's Nook in Fantasyland. Spice apple cider and snowman sugar cookies at Peter Silly Sideshow Storybook Circus in Fantasyland. Say that 10 times fast. Hot chocolate and peppermint bark cookies at the launching pad in Tomorrowland. And then specialty foods. Main Street Bakery serves frozen snowflake cupcakes, peppermint cupcakes, and holiday cookies. Plaza Ice Cream Parlor serves a peppermint hot fudge sundae. Gaston's Tavern serves a holiday tree cupcake. And Sleepy Hollow serves a pumpkin waffle sundae. Now, that sounds good, a pumpkin waffle sundae.
It's different, that's for sure. Yeah,
absolutely.
I don't know if it sounds good.
If it tastes anything like pumpkin pie, I'm in.
Yeah, no, that's all neat stuff. Actually, I have a question for you. We're reading off stuff in Liberty Square and all that, and I did not do this, and I was wondering if you stumbled upon it or actually did it. Did you see the new Muppet Show in Liberty Square?
I absolutely did, and I'm proud to be an American. Yes, we seen it. We came out of Hall of Presidents, and it was just starting. It was, like, perfect.
Oh, well, you want to save it for the show down the road? Or?
No, we can talk about it. It was cute. It was nice. It was cool. Kermit and Miss Piggy and all were up in the windows, which I just love. They did a beautiful job of using the facade of all of Liberty Square, if you follow me. It was Muppets doing Streetmosphere, and you would have really enjoyed it then.
So, obviously, the puppets are up on the building facade, or up on the second floor, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, absolutely, and they're out the windows, and it's a whole show that goes on. I don't want to completely give it away.
Yeah.
It's a really cute show. They're coming in and out, and then Eagle is up on the above the Hall of Presidents, yelling back. It's really cool. And it's now, and the kids loved it.
Now, did they, like, cordon off the area, or was it just people stopped in their tracks and started watching the show?
Yeah, they talked down below, talked about the show, and then it started up. You understand? But you could just, it wasn't cordoned off. You could just stop and watch as you went along.
Okay.
It just they make you exit out. You can only, you know how you come out the Hall of Presidents, you can go left or right when you come out the doors?
Yep.
They can out make everybody go left. So you have to go all the way around and come back. As soon as they did that, I knew that show was going on. So me, Mark, and Jimmy ran around to check that out for a little bit. It was really cool. It was really cool. I was glad I got to see it.
Yeah, I'm disappointed I missed it. But it's safe to say you didn't plan on seeing it. You just, it worked out right for you that the show was going on as you were in that area.
I planned on seeing it, but if it wasn't going on, I'd have missed it.
Yeah.
Because I forgot to look for it with everything else going on. And I just got lucky enough that we seen Hall of Presidents, which, did you watch Hall of Presidents this trip? Probably not, right?
I did not get Hall of Presidents. I did do American Adventure, but we weren't, to be honest, we weren't in the Magic Kingdom too long this trip. But as you know, we would spend a lot of time at Epcot and other places. So no, I did not.
You'd have probably seen it if you'd have seen the show like me. Like, my godson and my brother-in-law are big, big history nuts. Like, the History Channel's on. They've watched the whole history of America with Carnegie Hall and Chase and all of them. The great Ford, the pioneers of this country, the Rockefellers. He's probably watched that special on the History Channel probably 100 times. So
wow.
They're into it. Like, every time you go to his house, something that is, if the football game ain't on, it's the History Channel. or Pawn Stars, or what's the other one where they go out and they go to all the different flea markets, the American Pickers or whatever.
Oh, right.
One of those shows are on because he loves history. So, and they hadn't seen the new Hall of Presidents since it's been updated.
Oh,
so I was happy to go in and watch it with them, and it was really cool because they did take away since the last time they were there. Do you remember where, like, they all – it showed them outside I'm losing my train of thought for word. Where they're campaigning outside, like that whole thing when they're fighting over slavery and everything else like that. That whole part was like removed, if you follow me. Where they were standing on the stages, yelling back and forth. There's some things that changed that I know that they replaced with other things.
Okay.
It was, you know, when Lincoln was running and stuff like that, they changed some of the parts and added new parts. That they still tell the story, but they change it a little bit.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
Which he hadn't seen since it's been changed with Morgan Freeman and everything else. So.
Right.
So I really enjoy. I watch that show every time anyway, but it was nice to have an audience that really wanted to see it instead of me dragging them in.
Right. Usually you got people that you're pulling them in, kicking and screaming, right?
Yeah, Brenda always loves it too. And one of the things that I did too is I really started, I suggest this to everybody, go to the cases and look at all the American facts, the artifacts, the history of the country. I took many pictures of them, and I'll try to post them if I can on Facebook because I got to get them out. But I had pictures of all the swords and boots and all the different things that all of our presidents did and first ladies, which it's very, very interesting to go in and see that because they change that stuff out quite often, too.
Oh, yeah. And, the whole seal, the presidential seal that's on the floor there or the carpet, I believe it is. And that I know we've talked about this before. The gentleman that's there, usually there, he doesn't work all the time, obviously, but he's very, very, very knowledgeable in American history. And you can ask him any question about your home state and, anything about the government or how it works or how it was founded. And, he'll just rattle off the answers in a fun and entertaining way. So, you're right, Doug. If you take the time and, interact with the cast members and look at the artifacts there, you can really get something out of it and maybe learn something in a fun way.
Absolutely. I mean, I highly recommend running in there because it's so, so interesting, the stuff that you see. I mean, I highly recommend it. And I think, what do we have, one story left then?
Yeah, we'll cover this. We covered the water taxi stuff last week. Just Once Upon a Time, Castle Projection Show debuted at the Magic Kingdom. And like you said earlier, all this Christmas/holiday stuff is either started or it will be this week. The Magic Kingdom debuted its latest update to the Castle Projection Shows this past weekend. So, yes, that's running with the opening of Once Upon a Time. Taking over from Celebrate the Magic, the new show centers around Mrs. Potts from Beauty Beauty and the Beast, sharing bedtime stories with Chip, taking them on a magical trip through the most adventurous scenes from the favorite Disney films like Cinderella, Peter Pan, Alice in Wonderland, and the many adventures of Winnie the Pooh. Scenes include a flight with Peter Pan from London to Neverland, the Mad Hatter's Tea Party, and a duel between Gaston and Beast. Mrs. Potts and Chip and their bedtime story, with the grand finale that includes appearances by characters from even more Disney films. Once Upon a Time is a far more elaborate show than its predecessor, including newly installed synchrolights on either side of the castle and more than double the amount of pyrotechnics. The show is performed daily except on party nights and is currently showing 15 minutes before regular park close after wishes. Check time guides for the latest. So if you want to partake in that, it looks like it's a fabulous show, as most of the castle shows, especially with the projections they do. They're just they're awesome.
Oh, the last show we seen at the Magic Kingdom, we were there when the Wreck-It Ralph was going up and down. The castle was changing from Wreck-It Ralph to Frozen and all.
Yep.
It was amazing, dude. And it was, I felt annoyed by the cast members. And I love the cast members, but we were trying to find an area to stand where we weren't affecting anybody. And we were over that tape, man, and I know they were doing their job, but it was like, holy moly. I mean, the park, there was nobody. We were in the way of nobody at that point.
Right,
and they were
right.
Still yelling at us to move, and I was like, and I know they're doing their job, so I'm not trying to pick on them, but literally, the back of my heel is over the tape, and I'm getting snapped at.
Yeah, they're probably threatened. You cannot, you know, I'm sure, like you said, it's a tough thing. You're trying to, you know, I get what you're saying, you know, give me an inch, you know, I'm just looking for an inch here, but the old saying, if you start giving people an inch,
don't
then it's 6 inches, and it's a yard, and then next thing you know, it's pandemonium at the Magic Kingdom, so I guess.
I was being a baby, but I was trying to, I didn't expect it to be that good, you follow me?
Right.
We're ready
to go to
Tomorrowland to go hop on a couple rides, and it started going off, and I was like, holy moly, is that awesome.
Yep.
We were trying to see it, so.
I hear you.
But that's going to be about it for this week right then. That's all the news. You got anything else? You're good?
No, that is pretty much it. You know, not a whole lot of news, but, you know, with the holiday stuff that's out and about and food and wine wrapping up this week or today, we're recording on Sunday. But, yeah, that's pretty much it. And, we'll, like I said, we'll be looking forward to the spring and flower and garden.
Absolutely. And we'll be talking Christmas more over the next few weeks. We got
Bob coming
back on. We got John back. And we got some really cool things coming up. Please, guys, head over to our new website. It's all in WDW. It's an old website, but it's we're all together now. Sorry for Bob. He's stuck with us now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, please head over to It's All in WDW. Check out the latest articles on the site. If you could, please, guys, head over to Facebook. We know it's a pain. I mean, not Facebook, iTunes, and please leave us a review. We know it's a pain in the butt, but it really will help us out. So if you want to give WDW Main Street a Christmas present, please go over to iTunes and leave us a review. Check us all out on you can check Dennis out at Oak Manor. You can follow John at John at Beer Solo, me at Grumpy6767, and you can follow Bob at It's All in WDW. And please be kind to each other, be good, have a great week, and we will talk to you real soon.
Bye-bye.
Later, guys. John Peters slumming it around Walt Disney World again. Happy anniversary, John.
Thanks, I appreciate it. 20 years, you believe it?
Happy anniversary, John.
It's like a deja vu. We told you this already.
You know what? I take all the wishes I can get, so.
There you go.
Now, do you think you can parole Lisa, or you're going to let her off the hook after 20 years? I think she should get a pardon from the governor. I'm going to have to make some phone calls down there in Florida. See if I can get her released.
Nope, that was to life. That was life term, so nothing you can
do. Okay, well, I'm happy for both of you. Guys are great people, and I'm glad you're at the World celebrating a wonderful day. You got dinner plans today?
Well, yeah, we're heading over to Cape May to kill some crab legs.
Ooh,
so,
nice.
Yeah, I made a phone call. I made sure they're fresh, flown in fresh for you guys.
All right, good deal.
So, now, is that an annual thing, John, or do you do the Cape a couple times a year?
Usually we go there a couple of times. We try to hit around our anniversary. It just happened this year that our anniversary is on a Sunday, so we're actually able to do it. But, yeah, we usually hit around our anniversary and then at least once on our vacation. So.
Perfect.
We got to get in there for the crab legs. I cook them here all the time at home. So it's the way we like to eat them. Because like I said in an earlier part of our show, I'm a prima donna, and sometimes I don't feel like cracking crab legs out in the open. So, you know, when you're all, well, the thing of it is if you're dressed up and you're clean and you're ready to go somewhere, sometimes I just don't feel like dealing with it.
Yeah.
You're home in your sweatpants and the grill's on, it's not a big deal.
Right.
But you know
right.
what I'm saying. It has to be the right time for me. That's
exactly.
But I'm glad you guys are headed over there. I know you're looking for it. And we're trying to hear the music in the background because you're going to try to stump us again where you're at. So, you know, keep that music playing. Do you have any idea, Dan? Have you heard it yet?
Yeah, I think I know exactly where he is, but I'm going to defer to you this time so that I don't ruin it. So you, when you're ready, you offer up your guess. I'm ready with my guess whenever you are.
John, can you let that music play a little closer for me?
Yeah, let me walk over that way. All right, hold on a second, and I'll try to put it up closer.
Are they in Streetmosphere? Are they over Streetmosphere and Hollywood Studios?
What's that now?
Is it the Streetmosphere at the Hollywood Studios?
You got part of it right.
You're at the studios.
All right.
Okay, and I'm trying to guess where he's at. Where's he at, then? You know?
I'm stumped. I don't know. That was not my guess, so you're half right.
I know he's at the studios. I'm trying to think of what would be where he'd be, where they'd be singing at right now.
Yeah, with the Osborne lights being down, not that they'd be playing this time of the day, but I don't remember what Christmas offerings they have there. I know they put the decorations up, as we just covered in the news, down Sunset Boulevard, but I don't know if they would just be playing ambient Christmas music there, so I'm stumped.
Now, are you at the stage during the show, John? Are they running a show right now?
Nope, nothing nearly that exciting. you may have to go with more of the ambient sound. Actually, Christmas carols are going throughout the park, so that's probably not going to help you out much. So.
Well, I know you're at the studios. How does it look? They look beautiful?
Oh, yeah, they got quite a bit of the decorations up, the tree up front and stuff like that. They're actually doing some of the filming today. So when we came in...
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, when we came in, we had to... get diverted and take that back way to, so you take that little backstage path over to right by Tower of Terror and stuff. So
that's awesome. I got snuck out of there a couple times, and it's like I'm getting to see behind the scenes. I'm snapping pictures of every building I could get to whenever I'm back that way.
We had the dining package once for the Fantasmic show, and they let you out that way. That's pretty cool.
Yep.
So where exactly are you? Let me take another guess. Are you down by the Tower of Terror now?
Nope, not at all. So
where are you at? With that music, it's hard to tell, Johnny.
I'm standing right outside Star Tours.
Okay. I should have guessed that. We spent like 45 minutes in that area last trip. I was having fun watching the little storm, the kids fight the Darth Vader and all. I thought that was pretty neat.
Yeah, that's always cool. It's a cool thing to. My son was too old by the time that they started that. I always wanted to do it. So, but yeah, it looks like that's always a lot of fun to get a cheeseburger and sit and watch kids play Jedi. So.
No, that's what we did. We watched the Jedi training. We sat down on one of the tables there and was relaxing for a couple minutes, had a drink, and I'll tell you what. This is giving the people what for again. Do you know how they have the kids? They're all dressed up cute and they're marching down in the little parade to go to the academy.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there, and the bathrooms are right there, right? This lady comes barreling out of the bathrooms, don't care about anybody else. She cuts right through that parade to get back over to stand and do nothing. and I wanted to go over and say something so bad, but I said, Doug, be Disney. Don't be Doug at Target. Be Doug at Disney. But you know what I'm saying? She couldn't wait 30 seconds for that parade, the processional, to go by. She had to cut right through it. She's like knocked almost two kids down. I'm like, what is wrong with these people?
Right. I mean,
so involved with themselves.
Yeah, and for those kids, that's the greatest thing in the world. They're, you know, focused on that, and to kind of, you know, take away from that experience, that is kind of rude.
I was like, I couldn't believe what my eyes were seeing right then and there. I was like, because it was so cool. So how's the weather there today, Johnny?
It's just absolutely terrible. It's like 71 with low humidity. Oof. Another rough day.
I'm happy for you. Lisa deserves it on her anniversary.
There you go. I don't know about me, but she does.
Well, yeah, that's why I emphasize Lisa.
I was going to say another, you know how we were talking about how the carousel's missing at, or whatever you want to call it, the conveyor belt, candy conveyor belt's missing at your candy store. But I just noticed another thing here at, because I'm standing inside Backlot Express now, and they always had the truck from Who Framed Roger Rabbit, the one that had the chemical in it. It's gone now, so it's just another thing they've taken away. So
maybe they're making another movie and they needed the prop.
That'd be a great thought, but I don't think so.
But don't you hate it, though? I mean, I know we complain and stuff, but we complain because we care, but don't it break your heart when things are gone that you love so much?
Yeah. Roger Rabbit's one of my favorite movies, so I get a picture by it every time I come, and it's not here today. So.
I mean, I know I told the story many times on the show, that Indian that used to be over at Riverside that was in the foyer there for years. It was there, and one year we went, it was just gone, and it hasn't been back since, so I know exactly what you mean, Doug.
Yeah, I took the picture. Did you guys see the picture? I don't know if I posted it with my buddy, the American Indian, on Main Street.
I didn't see the picture, but I know the Indian you mean.
Yeah, I'm going to have to put that up, because I had to put that out there before he's gone.
Yeah. I'm surprised it's lasted this long, but, you know, it's nice that it's there, and it's a familiar, you know, item that we've seen for years and years going to the Magic Kingdom, right?
So what's going on right now? The Jedi training, John?
Actually, they're getting ready for I'm wandering back and forth in the restaurant. One side is the Indiana Jones stunt spectacular, so it sounds like they're queuing that up to get ready for a show. And
have you seen that yet, John?
I've seen it a bunch of times. I'm waiting for the ride to come is what I want, but I don't think I'll ever see it here, so.
Yeah, the Disneyland version would be nice.
Yeah, it would. We deal with what you got.
What's on the agenda today at the studios, John?
You know, we had plans, but once again, Epcot's calling our name. So we're probably going to wander over there. So, me and my wife, I think we're going to try to get to the character spot and just get a bunch of silly pictures taken with the characters for our 20th anniversary. So that's probably what we're shooting for.
You got to post all them for us.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I thought I had read that Doctor Strange was out here, and that's why I wanted to get out here. I wanted to get a picture with Doctor Strange.
He is.
Monday through Friday, according to the cast members. So, not Saturday and Sunday for some reason. So.
We were just talking about Doctor Strange. I said from the preview, did you see the preview movie at One Man's Dream?
No, I saw...
The guy from New Jersey had to see it. I mean, are you kidding me?
You saw the trailer, John?
Yeah, I saw the trailers on television, YouTube, and stuff. But no, I didn't see the preview. So.
It was really awesome in there. Now, I said it's kind of like Marvel meets... Some of the things that Doctor Strange does kind of remind you a little bit of The Matrix. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah. It's that kind of bending reality type movie, so...
Okay, so I wasn't wrong, Dan.
No, I didn't say you were wrong.
No, I'm shocked that I wasn't wrong. I'm not saying you did. I'm just putting it out there. I was kind of right. Well, usually you're our geek, John. You're the one that tells us about all this Marvel junk, the backstories. Well, we just watch the movies.
Doctor Strange is one I had to go look up. I mean, I totally was unaware of his whole backstory or anything. So I looked it all up last night and read all about it when I got all jazzed about getting a picture with him, and no such luck. So.
That's the difference. You looked it up.
Did he interact with the Avengers at all, or just real briefly, how does he fit into the Marvel world? Where does he come in?
I think he may work into that Marvel universe later on, but at this point with the first movie, I don't think he's got anything to do with them. So.
Got ya.
Yeah, from what I see, he kind of bends reality, can bounce back and forth through time and stuff, right, John? Like through different vortexes or whatever. I don't know, but
different dimensions, I think.
Yeah,
that type
yeah.
Of
the
guy.
Way he, like, did you see the preview where he's bending, making the buildings? They're going up and down, and they're running on the sides and all that stuff. Did you see that yet?
Yeah. A little trippy,
that
right?
Was really so. Cool. it was cool to me, man. I was like, yeah, if you were. Had a couple watching that movie, you might get freaked out.
Exactly.
So, So you're headed back over to Epcot. We got to get you an antidote so you can actually head over to Animal Kingdom and maybe see Magic Kingdom once in a while again.
Wait, that's the plan next week. We're staying at Animal Kingdom Lodge, so Saturday is going to be an Animal Kingdom all day type thing. So we're going to be there for do a daytime safari and do an evening safari and see the Tree of Life awaken and ride Expedition Everest in the dark. So,
wow.
And then the Magic Kingdom is open until 1 with extended hours that same night. So I should be able to grab my son and drag him over there for our 15 rides on Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. So.
Well, and that'll be open again. You're lucky. If you get half as lucky, though, I was bummed out that Dennis ended up going to the Animal Kingdom during the day instead of waiting until night to see the nighttime safari.
Yeah.
Because it was totally different. I mean, it was the best safari I've ever been on. I mean, the only one I will say was as good, and this is just because of sentimental reasons, was when I had my dad on it, because he was really geeked out about that.
Right, right.
But that music is getting loud now, Johnny. Holy moly. But no, if you can get to go on the nighttime safari, and that if that lion and all is doing what he did for me, it'll be phenomenal. So.
Yeah, the day we were there, we just ran out of gas. I mean, we did quite a bit, and, you know, we ate at Harambe Marketplace, as you know, and we just had other things to do, and we didn't stick it out. But next trip, we'll dedicate ourselves to get there at nighttime and see all that the Animal Kingdom has to offer now.
John, a little tip?
Yeah.
Get the sausage at Harambe Market.
I've heard about that, so I think maybe we will try that. We tried the ribs and one other thing before, and they were pretty good. But yeah, I've heard really good things about the sausage. So.
Well, now me and Dennis have both said horrible things, so just so you know, if you're our website now, John, there's an article going to be coming up. We've called it. Me and Dennis both had it because we heard good things about it too. We're calling it the sawdust sausage.
All right, never mind. No. I'll be skipping out on it then. So.
Yeah, dude, don't. I mean, me and Den both had it, and literally it tastes like a dried sponge around a sausage.
You know what? I'm going to skip out on that. That does not sound all that appetizing. So.
No,
yeah, maybe I'll go back
else,
to the ribs
buddy.
That I had. So.
Or go over to Yak and Yeti outside and try something.
Yeah, that's usually where we used to eat all the time. So Harambe Marketplace is our new place to try a couple things. So.
And it's so convenient. I mean, you just walk through there and it has the outdoor seating. I mean, the location is perfect if you're, you know, coming from, you know, pretty much anywhere, going to your next, Fast Pass or whatever. It's really convenient, but at least for me, the food was less than stellar.
Okay.
Yeah, it was my most disappointing, but I do love the atmosphere. I said to Carmen on Peas and Carrots, texting back and forth, because she wrote a big article on a direct message to us telling us what she thought of it. But the thing I do love about the atmosphere, my train goes right by it as you're eating. I mean, how much better is that?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the Harambe Express, and I mean, out the conservation station. I mean, I love all that. The food could be better. So, no, don't go there. Find something else, John.
All right.
Or eat the ribs again. I mean, the ribs are fine. My godson loved the gyro sandwiches. Here's me and Dennis both got that sausage, and it was not, ugh. I would never eat it again. So, but we won't hold you up all day. What do you plan on doing over at Epcot when you get there?
Oh, we're going to do the character spot, and then we're going to wander around. Oh, yeah, I got to tell you this, guys. Let's see, 8 days after we got engaged in 96, on September 22nd, I bought a passport, and me and her walked around and had all the cast members sign it for, congratulations and stuff like that. I've got the passport in my backpack, and I'm going to have all the cast members sign it again for 20 years. So.
Wow.
That is phenomenal.
That's something that's unique and probably one of a kind, I would say.
Yeah, I think so. So, yeah, that's awesome. So that's going to be our goal today is to go to character spot and then get the cast members in the different countries to sign our passport. So
now, if you find a cast member that was there 20 years ago, now that'll be something.
I was thinking actually some of them exchange students, they might be the kids of the person that signed it.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, there you go.
well, you just don't get too occupied with KidCot, John. Drawing too many pictures. But anyway, no, I mean, if you don't mind, and you don't, you should put that up on Facebook or something, or on our account, Twitter account, and let everybody see the book.
Oh, absolutely.
I would like to see a passport for 1996, wouldn't you, Den? because that was before either one of us stepped foot in the park.
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah.
It looks incredibly similar to the one that you buy now. But, yep. So,
awesome.
I'll put plenty of pictures up, so.
Awesome.
Now, you going to snack anywhere around Epcot? You going to check out some of the booths again, or what are you planning
on? Yeah, we're gonna have to hit the Scallop at least one more time.
This is the last weekend, John.
What's that?
This is the last weekend for fun.
Yeah, as far as I know, I think today might be the last day. So hopefully it's not going to be incredibly crowded over there. So it's Dapper Days out here too. So every 100th person you come across is all dressed up like the, what would you say, the 40s, the 30s,
yeah,
the 40s?
Yeah, 40s, 50s, yeah. And then around era, yeah.
I do that at home quite a bit.
Yeah.
Something you can just keep in your closet, right?
So. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I like my hats, man. I look good in a hat. I can't help it. But did you hear, just so you know, we've read in the news before this interview, the new paddlefish over at the Springs is going to have that scallop. That was their scallop.
Really? So, oh, great. Yeah, that sounds wonderful then.
Yeah, we were telling everybody you'll finally be able to eat Brussels sprouts on a regular basis.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I took pictures of paddlefish again on Monday when we were over there. That does not look like it's anywhere close to being done. I mean, the interior looks totally gutted. So, yeah, I don't know how they plan on getting that done and by the end of fall. So,
well, it's saying late 2016. It's already, so it'll be done by Christmas, I'm thinking. If they move the way they make us move around here, but I don't know if they will. I know my crew would have that inside done by Christmas, the way we get where we get pushed.
Yeah.
I don't know what the deal is down there, but I can't wait for it to open, and I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to seeing the new views from that restaurant.
Yeah, my wife will definitely be excited. That scallop's going to be on the menu. Maybe I can actually get her away from Cape May and go to a different seafood restaurant. So.
Well, they're also going to have crab buckets too, John.
Okay, all right, so probably.
Yeah, you're in. But, we hope you guys have a wonderful time. Please keep us posted what you do around Epcot. Tweet it out. We'll retweet it for you and put it on our Facebook page like you always do. You do a great job.
Absolutely. We'll get some of that done, especially now since we're not going to do any riding. So probably just meandering. So.
This is the best fun you can have, though, just meandering around and taking in the sights and smells of Epcot or whatever park you're in. That's some of the best time you can spend, I think.
Yeah, we came over here and we were going to ride something and stuff like that, but we had more fun just interacting with the stormtroopers, what we saw, and the Green Army men walking down the street. So a lot of times that's just more even fun than, riding the rides that I've been on a gajillion times. So.
Oh, another quick little story, John. My wife last night at Joe's Crab Shack, she orders a special of these drinks, and most of the time she don't like them. And this one was called No Problem. It's inspired by Kenny Chesney. This thing tasted like 15 Sour Patch Kids were crumbled inside of the glass. It was so sweet and bitter, but she couldn't even drink it. She said she felt like she had diabetes and high blood pressure by the time she drank a few sips of it. Wow. And I told her, I said, listen, Brent. You see how, because I tried it, I said, you see how horrible that was? I'd drink five of these before I'd ever drink a little bit of mine again.
You and this Lafendamon. Oh, jeez.
But I was going to tell you, go have one on me today. I'm glad you enjoy it. And I know I'm probably the minority on that. But John, I'm always thinking of you, buddy.
All right. Good deal.
But, oh, my God, you should have tasted this thing last night. It was so nasty. It was ridiculous. It was, like I said, it was like a bowl of sugar.
Yeah, a little too sweet, huh?
But have an anniversary drink on me and Den. We really hope you have a wonderful day. I hope the crabs are hot and plentiful.
All right. Sounds good. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a good day, John.
All right. Thanks, guys, and I'll talk to you next week.
Bye-bye. Give Lisa.
Well, guys, that's going to be it. Me and Den's going to hop off our stools, pay our tab, and get on out of here. This show is brought to you by our fine sponsors, American Tourist Travel. For all your travel needs, contact American Tourist Travel at 856-227-9200. If you need a nice home in the Central Florida area to go visit Disney, Universal, or any of the fine amusement parks, and you want to stay outside the parks, contact the Elite Vacation Homes at 888-510-6679. They have a home to fit any size family. If you need a scooter in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at 855-939-7266. And if you want to rent a vacation club on Disney property, contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at 800-610-5791. And you can also find all of our fine sponsors at our website at www.magicalmainstreetmemories.com. And please, guys, go give us a review over on iTunes. That's going to be it. Thanks again, and thanks for listening. We will see you next time. Bye-bye. Thank you.